This July is on track to be one of the coldest ever in Anchorage. As of today, the average temperature for the month is just 55 degrees, a bit shy of the coldest July on record, which came in at 54.4 degrees in 1920. The normal average is 58 degrees. Dave Snyder is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Anchorage. He says the same weather pattern that is heating up the lower 48 is making it colder than normal over south-central Alaska and keeping storms over the area.
The storms have been passing over frequently, but also kind of returning back in the same direction. They keep circulating over and over and over again. And instead of progressing forward down the weather pipeline, because of the big high-pressure system that's been sitting over the lower 48, which has made them very, very hot.
Snyder says it's called a blocking pattern, and it's not that unusual for summer, but it doesn't usually stick around so long. He says it may be happening partly because the northern hemisphere is slowly switching from a La Nina cycle to El Nino. But Snyder says parts of Alaska have escaped the cold weather.
Dead horse yesterday, I believe, at 78 degrees, which is, you know, you might say equally unusual. But northern areas have been pretty mild. Places in, around Fairbanks have seen some fairly warm temperatures. So this might just be more of a south-central, southeast issue, you know, and talk to people farther north and they might say, yeah, it's been a great summer.
Snyder says Anchorage can expect better weather in the coming days, but the cold, wet weather has significantly slowed vegetable growth at Matanuska Valley Farms. Allie Barker runs Chugach Farm in Chickaloon.
It's definitely taken its toll on farming this season. We're seeing our growth is a lot of, say, tomatoes and peppers and squash. We're at least a couple weeks, you know, 2, maybe even 3 weeks behind with some things than where we are normally this time of the year.
Barker says vegetables are also smaller this year, but she's not giving up hope the season will end on a high note. She says a beautiful fall could salvage some longer growing crops like carrots.